Hey, gang! Welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, read the articles, and click on the donate button, and send shekels or any other denomination of currency. Okay, we have with us Mark Dankoff. Mark, welcome to the show.
Dr. Slattery, good to be with you. Am I coming in okay?
You're coming in loud and clear. Am I coming in okay?
Yeah, you're coming in fine. Had a busy week. Of course, I was on with Kava Togbai on the Press TV debate format a couple of days ago on international television. We were talking about the Khashoggi murder and the Saudi fallout from that. And then, of course, Dr. Duke and I were talking yesterday about this whole issue of Afghanistan policy and Trump's deviations from his campaign statements and why that might be. And then, of course, the today it's you. What's that?
That's right. And by the way, on Stormfront Radio today, we had two different people call up and say what a good show that was you had yesterday with Dr. Duke.
Well, it's been definitely making the rounds both in Russian and Iranian and Middle Eastern news agencies generally. So there are a lot of folks that have been listening to the thing, which is good. And so we're good to go. I mean, I guess a lot of folks are paying attention to this stuff. And I think that we're starting to get the same kind of coverage as well. I did mention or have mentioned when I was on that debate show with Press Television 2 days ago from the KLRN studio here in San Antonio, that I had a strong affiliation as a commentary with, as a commentator with Patrick Slattery's National Bugle Radio. So you're beginning to make the rounds in a lot of different places.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Now, just within the past hour, you notified me of this announcement that President Trump has abruptly canceled his planned meeting with Vladimir Putin. You sent me a link from a CNN article. I guess CNN won this time. They got their way. And you see this horrible shill for Zionism, Senator Roberto Menendez, Robert Menendez from New Jersey. And I'm just seeing his face there. I don't know what he has to say about it, but anytime you see Robert Menendez, you know there's something wrong. It's, you know, and I guess what would be involved here, you probably know more than me, but, you know, there is the whole Michael Cohen suddenly saying, oh, actually, Trump knew about business dealings with Russia, like I really care. And there were these three little boats that trespassed in Russian territorial waters without permission. So there was that manufactured brouhaha, which President Poroshenko is utilizing to declare martial law in Ukraine in advance of his upcoming reelection bid. His public opinion support seems to be in the single digits. It all seems very contrived and manufactured in order to keep Trump away from Putin. And to me, I mean, Vladimir Putin, seeing as Trump is surrounded by enemies, even in his own White House, probably even in his own family, I see a relationship with Vladimir Putin as his best bet for gaining a friend. You know, they say in Washington, if you want a friend, you get a dog. I don't know if they're even going to let him have a dog. So he needs Vladimir Putin. That's what I think. But what can you tell me about this?
Well, I basically agree with you. And I think we need a strong American-Russian relationship in a post-Cold War era where the deep state obviously has a vested interest, sadly enough, in invoking yet a second Cold War for absolutely no reason at all. We talked about that many times on this show. We talked about it on Duke's show. I've talked about it on Press Television from time to time. And, you know, today in my mailbox, a Culture Wars came into my mailbox here in San Antonio, Dr. E. Michael Jones, Culture Wars, the November 2018 edition of this, just a terrific publication, every issue is. And there's a book review here where Dr. Jones takes a look at Craig Unger's book, The House of Trump, The House of Putin, The Untold Story of Donald Trump and the Russian Mafia. This is a Penguin Publishing Company book, 2018, in Kindle file. Now, Dr. Jones proceeds to dissect the arguments of this book. He proceeds to show that Mr. Unger E. Michael Jones' view, quote, spins a tale that is part guilt by association and part 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, unquote. And then as you look through just a cursory reading of this excellent multi-page review, Dr. Jones at one point has something highlighted here where he says, find Russian, quote unquote, and replace it with Jew, quote unquote, and suddenly you have a completely believable book. Jones says toward the end of the piece that the crucial link, however, is not Donald Trump and his casinos. It is Jeffrey Sachs and the Harvard Institute for International Development. Now, of course, this very, very lengthy review will explain Sachs and explain that connection. Jones goes on in another highlight to indicate that both Nekrasov and Putin claim that a significant proportion or portion of Bill Browder's Russian swag ended up in big black and white.
Okay, yes. we just lost your audio feed for about 5 seconds. So could you rewind to the previous sentence?
Yes, I was talking about how Dr. Jones has quoted both Nekrasov and Vladimir Putin as saying that a significant portion of Bill Browder's Russian swag ended up in the coffers of the Clinton Foundation. Mm-hmm. I trust that our listeners know who Bill Browder is.
Well, let's just review Bill Browder. So he was isn't he the son of a former leader of the U.S. Communist Party?
Yes, Earl Browder. That is correct.
And he's got a Jewish mother and went off to Russia in the 1990s and became a, one more Jewish oligarch in Russia. And I have this right, correct? And then
yes.
His accountant, incorrectly referred to as his lawyer, but his accountant wound up in a Russian jail and died in jail. And that led actually to the first round of sanctions, even before the coup d'etat in the Ukraine. Do I have that all correct?
That is correct. And it led to something called the Magnitsky Act. Dr. Philip Giraldi has, of course, chronicled for all of us what all is involved in this Magnitsky Act.
His accountant, Bill Browder's accountant.
Yes, exactly. And so, the long and the short of it is, when you look at this whole thing, Jones concludes by saying that the unintended conclusion of Unger's book is that the same group of people who took over Russia under Boris Yeltsin took over the United States during roughly the same period of time. Mm-hmm. Now, this, again, is a multi-page review with plenty of detail. It's a terrific piece. I hope that everybody, if they don't subscribe to Culture Wars, will at least get this November 2018 issue because of what Jones has to say about the Kavanaugh hearings. And then, of course, this tremendous review of this book by Craig Unger entitled House of Trump, House of Putin, where, of course, Jones goes a long way towards showing all of the holes, the many holes in this Russiagate story, this Russiagate accusation, and the way in which this whole thing is being spun, not only to get at Donald Trump, but to get at Vladimir Putin, and ultimately to poison the relationship between the two countries, much as the same forces behind this desire of poisoning of American-Iranian relations as well. So that, in a nutshell, is what I think is going on here in the way this G20 meeting is being spun in Argentina, where you have a circumstance where an illegal government in the Ukraine that was placed into power by an illegal coup d'etat undertaken by Hillary Clinton and Victoria Nuland and at the behest of the European Union has now resulted in a situation where Mr. Poroshenko is doing an increasing number of very, very provocative things. I understand that $25 million has made its way into the coffers somehow of this Orthodox Archbishop in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, who has basically facilitated a rift that should not be in Orthodox churches in the Ukraine, as I understand it, all of whom, for the most part, were under the authority or jurisdiction of the Moscow Patriarch. And all of a sudden, you have this archbishop in Istanbul who is basically setting up an autocephalous Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is transparently an attempt to undercut the Russian Orthodox Church in the Ukraine and to facilitate the strengthening of Poroshenko and the CIA. And it's clearly an attempt, again, at marginalizing Vladimir Putin. Now, when we fast forward to these incidents in the last couple of days involving the Kerch Straits, where you had a highly provocative move undertaken by the so-called Ukrainian Navy, where these three ships in what is basically two Russian lakes, the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, you have these three Ukrainian ships that were trying to go through the Kerch Straits without Russian authorization, which they had gotten previously. This is a much missed story deliberately in the Western news media. This is not the first time that Ukrainian vessels, even military vessels, have attempted to go through the Kerch Straits, but they've asked for permission in the past. The Russians have always given it. This time they attempted a deliberate run on Russian security going through the Kerch Strait and into the Sea of Azov. They were quite predictably stopped. They were quite predictably detained. And now this is being spun in the mainstream media as Russian aggression, just like we've been told that what Russia has been doing in Crimea is aggression, just like what we've been told happened in the Ukraine was some wonderful thing when a government was overthrown, a legitimate government was overthrown, and a Western Zionist lackey was installed there. So all of this is being falsely spun leading up to Argentina in the G20 meeting, where now Mr. Trump, who had said previously that he was on the fence in regard to whether or not he would meet with President Putin in Argentina on the side, as of the latest breaking news in CNN, has decided to break off that engagement, that informal engagement with President Putin. And he cited this issue of Russian aggression in the Sea of Azov, and he cited the continued detention of these three Ukrainian ships, which definitely were violating Russian territorial waters.
They were. And Crimea is, it applied to join the Russian Federation. It was a very transparent process. They had actually declared their independence from Ukraine at the time that the Ukraine declared its independence from the Soviet Union, way back when. And then they froze that declaration. But with this unconstitutional coup d'etat, they unfroze it, reasserted it, and applied for membership in the Russian Federation. Now, you sent me the CNN article, and we all know that CNN is fake news, and Mr. T has brought this to my attention. On the sidebar of that article, okay, it's got news and buzz, and one of the stories they have is, study, dogs aren't really that smart. And you know this is fake news.
Yes, that's kind of suspect, isn't it?
And right above it, they have a picture of Chris Cuomo, one of their anchors. And I guess that illustrates either that he's a dog or that he's not that smart. I think he's not that smart. I don't think he's a dog. Cuomo to Trump, yes, you use tear gas on kids. Okay, whatever. But I'm just looking now at the article, aboard the plane, Sarah Sanders told reporters that the president made his decision in consultation with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chief of Staff John Kelly, and National Security Advisor John Bolton, who phoned into the plane from Brazil. All right, so Kelly, you know, the rumors are that Kelly's going to be fired soon anyway. Pompeo shouldn't have been hired, and Bolton shouldn't have been hired. These are the wrong people. He's surrounded by the wrong people, and I'm a staunch Trump supporter, but I'm not somebody who's saying he's had a lot of success. He's certainly not on a winning streak, and this is, if he doesn't meet with Putin, that is a massive lost opportunity. A lost opportunity is not winning. That's losing, and I don't want him to lose. I think he wants to do a lot of the things we want him to do, and he's not. He's, you know, sometimes he does all right, and then sometimes he gets on losing streaks. Now, Mike Pompeo, half a year ago, had scuttled the North Korea meeting, and then Trump went ahead and met anyway. So we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if Putin and Trump meet anyway. But this isn't good. This isn't good that, you know, even this announcement was made, even if it winds up being that they meet. And I know we've had this conversation so many times before, and I know I sound like an apologist and a shill, and maybe I am, but you know, Trump, he managed to win the election, something that nobody else could have done. He had that skill set, but he didn't come in knowing capable people that he could hire for his government. Like Pat Buchanan, who was born in Washington, D.C. and lived there his whole life, would have probably known a lot more people he could have brought in. So Trump has, like, really an abysmal administration. And yet there are times when he wins, when he overrules his government and gets his way. But I don't know. What do you I know that your tolerance for Trump is on a bit more of a short leash than mine is. What do you think, Mark?
Well, in terms of the foreign policy situation, it's on an extremely short leash, both in terms of what Duke and I pointed out yesterday, which is the whole issue in Afghanistan, where the president's most current statements on Afghanistan, as reported by our own Military Times, are a complete contradiction to what he said when he was running for the presidency in 2016 on an America First trajectory and platform. And to me, as I said yesterday on Duke's show, the most disturbing thing that the president said in that Military Times interview is that his advisors have told him, quote, if we don't fight them over there, we'll be fighting them here.
That, unquote. I mean, that's straight out of the mouth of George W. Bush.
Exactly. That's George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, and all the rest of these guys. And that bears not only no resemblance to reality whatsoever. The case to be made is precisely the opposite, which is that these ongoing military interventions in the Middle East that have cost us not billions, but trillions of dollars, both dollars printed by fiat printing press, as well as borrowing from foreign countries, and the number of people we have lost in this thing already, not simply in death. When you add up, as Duke was saying some days ago, when you add up a death, along with wounded and along with post-traumatic stress disorder cases and people who have lost limbs, and it's over a million casualties.
And you got 19 people, 19 servicemen, 19 former servicemen a day, 19 vets a day committing suicide. A lot of them were over in Afghanistan. 19.
Exactly. So when you have 19 military veterans a day committing suicide on average, in addition to all of this, the total keeps mounting, keeping in mind that the meter is still running in Iraq. The meter is still running in Afghanistan. We are involved in a totally illegitimate, illegal effort in Syria that the entire world knows has been a result of both the United States and Saudi and Israel supporting Sunni Wahhabic extremists there in an attempt to overthrow Assad.
Well, we'll be right back after the break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training,
and fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back to the show, National People Radio, broadcasting from the Co-Certified Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank. Mark, you remember beautiful downtown Burbank. You know what that's a reference to, right?
Yes.
What is it? Because nobody has gotten it, and nobody, therefore, gets the flying fickle finger of fate.
Well, I, of course, when I think of beautiful downtown Burbank, I tend to think of Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show. That's the first thing that comes up. And then if we want to get into tribal matters as it relates to media and Hollywood, that might be yet another.
All right. Well, close but no cigar. That's still out there. The flying fickle finger of fate is still unclaimed. I'm sending a copy to Jeremy, but that actually should have been a brass figgly with two bronze oak clusters. But that's another matter. Anyway, aside from all of this obscure stuff, two things I wanted to say. One thing was, you know, President Trump said we're pumping so much oil domestically that we don't need to be in the Middle East anymore for oil. But what about Israel? You know, Israel is in a, you know, if we weren't over there, then Israel might get kicked out. I don't know how you kick out Israel from the Middle East, but if there's one thing worse than saying we're fighting these wars for Israel, it's not saying we're fighting these wars for Israel. So I don't want to be fighting these wars for Israel, but it, you know, it is in a way, it's an improvement for him to be saying, oh, we're fighting these, we're not fighting these wars for oil, we're fighting them for Israel. That's a step up. It's not exactly where we want him to be, though. One other thing regarding the whole Russia thing, the Russia collusion, and because we're going to be shifting gears, we're going to talk about this Jerome Kersey business. But as far as I'm concerned, regarding Russian interference in the election, if there was a proposal to change the Constitution to allow Vladimir Putin to appoint the Electoral College, I'd vote for it. That's fine with me.
Yeah, especially if the alternative is Mueller and Clapper, right?
That's right. Okay, so what about Mueller and Clapper and this Jerome Kersey Russia hoax investigation?
Well, you know, this Jerome Kersey story that has broken in the last, to my knowledge, 48 hours or so that I've been aware of it is a very fascinating case. I am acquainted with Jerome Kersey. He was on my show on RBN about 10 years ago. During 2008, the 2008 presidential election. Now, at that time, Howard Phillips, no longer living, Howard Phillips, the longtime conservative caucus head and the head of the Constitution Party, which of course ran me on the U.S. Senate line in Delaware in 2000 against Bill Roth and Tom Carper, was very heavily interested in having Corsi be the presidential standard bearer in 2008.
Okay.
Corsi had not confirmed that he was going to do it, but this all the rumors.
And Corsi's a professor, right?
What's that?
He's a professor by profession, isn't he?
That's right, and I believe he went to Harvard, if I'm remembering this correctly. He's a bright guy, no question about it. And he was very cordial with me, and we had a very cordial conversation. There was nothing hostile about it. But the thing that destroyed him as a presidential candidate in those circles was he was freely admitting to me, I wasn't pressing him, I wasn't hounding him. He talked very openly about his book, Atomic Iran, and how he had worked very closely with Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli intelligence and certain sources in the Israeli Knesset, that he would even travel over there and talk to these guys from time to time to get inside scoops on different things. Mm-hmm. Now, why is this important? The point is that Dr. Corsi has been a longtime pro-Zionist neocon type. The book Atomic Iran is just the tip of the iceberg. As was pointed out, even on CNN a day or two ago, Jerome Corsi has had longstanding links with Alex Jones at InfoWars. He's had longstanding links with WorldNet Daily and Joseph Farah, which, of course, is a pro-Zionist, pro-neocon outlet on the American right.
Now, is Joseph Farah, is he himself Jewish, or is he some sort of Lebanese or something?
I know that he's Lebanese. I don't know if Joseph Farah has Jewish blood or not. Okay. I have to plead ignorance on that. I don't know.
Probably doesn't.
Yes. And Corsi, of course, has, among many other things, been quite close to Roger Stone, which is a relationship, a friendship I was not aware of. Now, all of a sudden, it emerges that Corsi has told people publicly that he was interviewed by the FBI, I'm going to say 2 months ago. And this is all public knowledge. He talked about it openly on television, and he indicated that he expected to be indicted by the Mueller investigation. Now, this is quite curious to me because Jerome Corsi, and again, I've had one personal encounter with a guy. We talked together for an hour on the air 10 years ago. Decent sort of guy, it seems to me. I have no reason to dislike him. I dislike his views intensely on this Middle Eastern subject, of course. Mm-hmm. But Corsi, you know, you look at all of these neocon outlets, Alex Jones, InfoWars, generally pro-Zionist orientation, WorldNet Daily, Accuracy in Media, you know, Corsi's publisher at Atomic Iran. The list goes on and on. One would expect that as someone who basically has followed the party line on American foreign policy in the Middle East, that he certainly would be at least given some kind of break by the people who now apparently are breathing down his throat.
Okay.
Now,
I think I hear the music coming on, so okay. Let's just hold that thought until we're back from the break.
Sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the show. So it's National Bugle Radio with Patrick Flattery and Mark Dankoff. And Mark, you were telling us about Jerome Kersey, and can you pick up your train of thought?
Well, the fascinating thing about Jerome Kersey, and I think he actually believes the stuff. My sense that he actually believes the stuff he's written and that he says, but nonetheless, he's a firm Zionist neocon. Type who would fit in very wonderfully ideologically with the people at the Project for the New American Century. So the long and the short of it is, here's a guy who has basically been faithful to that constituency, which is anything but your constituency and mine, of course. Mm-hmm. But he's been faithful to that for many, many years. And all of a sudden, he finds himself getting ready to be indicted by Robert Mueller, according to what Kersey himself has said publicly. And the rumors that I'm hearing, and somebody in Washington called me that had known me years ago and gave me some feedback on this, a former Constitution Party source, that the rumor is that Kersey is not only a friend of Roger Stone's, but that Mueller is trying to make a connection between Kersey and Julian Assange, that supposedly it's going to come out that Mueller is going to charge Kersey with having been the intermediary between Roger Stone and the Trump campaign on the one hand and Julian Assange on the other. Now, of course, we posted something today at nationalbugle.com, which causes us to look askance at some of this, of course. Craig Murray has a great piece at Lou Rockwell today where he is basically describing what, in his view, are a series of lies that have already been promulgated by the British MI6 through the Guardian newspaper in England in regard to an alleged relationship between Paul Manafort and Assange that Murray says is absolutely non-existent. So giving Jerome Kersey the benefit of the doubt, and I still don't know any of the particulars as to why he may end up being charged. He really hasn't given us particulars yet. Dr. Kersey may be guilty of none of this. We simply don't know, of course. But the thing that is striking to me is that at a bare minimum, it seems that if one wants to take a cynical view, which generally tends to be mine in these matters, I might say that the Mueller deep state people who don't care about Hillary Clinton's emails, they don't care about what went on in Benghazi, they don't care about the Uranium One Russian deal that that Clinton and the Clinton Foundation had set up, or any of the rest of that, are intensely interested, obviously, in getting Donald Trump. I think Phil Giraldi agrees with that. Paul Craig Roberts agrees with that. I think Buchanan would agree with that. Now, in Jerome Corsi's case, I'm prepared to believe that they're going to hold a legal gun to his head to try and flip him on a perjury charge so that they can get to Stone. Mm-hmm. And that's at least the rumor going around town up there, apparently, in regard to what's behind this impending indictment of Jerome Corsi, who is now 72 years old. I felt almost sorry for the guy, frankly, when I saw him discussing all of this on the air a day or two ago, where he clearly is concerned. His wife is scared out of her wits. And again, I've only had one personal encounter with Corsi. I'm sure he would remember me. Because of some things that subsequently developed with Howard Phillips and the Conservative Caucus and Accuracy in Media over the fact that Ron Paul and I weren't too thrilled about being linked to the Islamic Republic of Iran regime by a bunch of neocons. But putting that aside, you know, Corsi, in fact, may be in the process of being railroaded on something, and that would be in the most dreaded condition imaginable, and that is being put in a position of having, whether it would be true or not, having to save his own legal skin and to keep himself out of prison to say whatever it is that Mueller would once said about Robert Stone to keep Jerome Corsi from being in the clink for the rest of his life. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting case to watch. But the thing that I'm struck by in any advice that I could give President Trump on this, who clearly doesn't even know who I am, I presume, much less take advice from me. But Trump, since he's taken office, has followed the Israeli line on Syria. He's followed the Israeli line on East Jerusalem and the West Bank and occupied Gaza. He's followed the Israeli line on what we need to do in conjunction with the Saudis in Yemen. That part of it is really getting increasingly difficult for the president to maintain, of course, as the heinous character of that situation continues to emerge. And then last but not least is the worst idea of all, and that is going to war with Iran, a war that we need not fight, that is unnecessary. And as Pat Buchanan and David Stockman have underscored, that treaty was a good deal for the United States. It was totally verifiable. It would have reduced tensions in the Middle East. But Netanyahu is having none of this, of course, because he wants a regime change war. That's what he's all about. That's what his chief neocon advisors are all about. And so I would say to Mr. Trump, if he ever asked me for advice, and I'm almost 100% sure that the guy doesn't even know who I am, much less ask me for advice. But I would say to him, if I was put on the spot by the president, look at what happened to Corsi. He genuinely believes these things, Mr. President. I don't believe these things. He does, but he's followed this line, as far as I know, all of his professional life. My sense of him is he's not a bad guy. And he's about to be hung by his thumbs in this Mueller investigation without mercy by people who otherwise would be prepared, I presume, to protect him. So in your case, Mr. President, why continue stringing along with these people, doing what they want in these key foreign policy and national security matters when they're trying to hang you? Follow the course, follow the independent course that you set in 2016, the course that many of us voted for as an alternative to these ongoing wars, and take your case directly to the American people. If Mueller wants to get tough on some of this stuff, if the Israeli lobby continues working with the deep state to get to Donald Trump and continues surrounding him with people like Bolton and Pompeo, set an independent course, completely clean house. Go straight to the American people, ask for time on all the national news networks, really explain from your heart what is going on here, because otherwise you give these people a toe, they'll take a foot. You give them a foot, they'll take a leg. You give them a leg, they'll take the torso. If you give them the torso, they'll ultimately have your head. And I think the way in which Jerome Corsi, this poor man, is obviously being set up to be hung out to dry. In that particular case, I think the president should see this Corsi case as a microcosm of where he's going to be if he doesn't stand up to these people.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jerome Corsi on Tucker Carlson's show was saying that he thinks he's going to be indicted for perjury because in the course of talking to the Mueller team or the FBI, one or the other, he stated that they had asked him if he had forwarded or received a certain email from somebody linked to Russia, and he had answered no. Well, apparently, of course, he had already handed over all of his emails, so the questioners knew exactly what the answer to their question was. But
and of course, he's telling the truth, and I don't know the man well obviously. I'm prepared to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I don't remember what I ate for dinner yesterday. You know, Bullwinkle the Moose does, but I don't. And that's just another obscure reference. But here's the thing. They can, and this is exactly what happened to General Flynn as well. They know the answers to the questions they're asking. Can you be expected to know where you got emails from? How many emails do you think I have in my my box? I've got like 100,000.
Yeah, exactly. I do a little bit better at 7,400 or something like that and counting. But the point is, you're precisely correct. It would be entirely understandable that Dr. Corsi, having already turned over his emails to the FBI and or Mueller, might have been totally telling the truth and not being able to recall an email from somebody allegedly involved with Russia or the Russia investigation. And again, Jerome Corsi, let's give the man the benefit of the doubt. We have to in a case like this. I don't like his foreign policy neocon views at all, but let's give the man as a human being the benefit of the doubt. You know, a guy who is an author as he is, who's on Tucker Carlson, he's on all these talk shows. You know, he was almost a presidential candidate in a third party effort 10 years ago. He knows everybody about town. He's constantly sought out for conversations by all kinds of people around the world. Sure, I mean, if he's turning over all of his emails for the last umpteen years or whatever it is to Mueller and the FBI, anything they ask him, he might honestly be able to say, if it didn't happen yesterday or 4 days ago, you know, I don't recall ever having received that. He's probably telling the truth, because a guy in his position, it'd be like if the FBI said to him, hey, you know what the source of your email communications with Mark Dankoff was at RBN 10 years ago? And I could see Dr. Corsi going back in his mental file cabinet and saying, you know, I know who the guy is. I remember vaguely being on his show. I don't know whether we exchanged emails or not. Well, the fact is, we did exchange emails. I still have the emails. But if the FBI and Mueller asked me for the emails and I turned them over to the FBI and Mueller, and they turned around and asked Corsi if he had ever corresponded with me by email, he would absolutely undoubtedly be telling the truth and saying, you know, I just flat don't remember. That was 10 years ago. That was probably 45 billion emails ago. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, or he might just say no, because he doesn't remember. He forgot your name and say no. Dr. Duke made a point. I think it was on today's show. Maybe it was on his show with you yesterday, but he was talking about the IRS and their tax laws, and saying that tax expert has, I can't remember the guy's name, but said that unless you're, you know, you just get, you work a job and you've got your taxes deducted from you, and you know, except for those situations where you're just a standard salaried employee, basically anybody who's a small businessman or just has more complicated taxes, it's practically impossible to file your taxes without some sort of violation here or there. Now, they're going after Trump's returns, and Trump's returns, what are they, like 10,000 pages? Are they 100,000 pages? You know, his returns are absolutely massive, because he's got so many business ventures. Of course, if they have a team of accountants going through his taxes, they're going to find a violation. Of course they are. And so, just as you were pointing out, they're going after, you know, they're basically manufacturing something to go after this Corsi guy in order to get to Stone, ultimately, in order to get to Donald Trump.
And I think that's exactly what's going on. And again, I have to give Dr. Jerome Corsi the benefit of the doubt. And I don't know him well. He's not a personal friend. We had a very fair conversation on the air 10 years ago. He knew that I was a Constitution Party candidate in the U.S. Senate race in 2000. Here he was on the verge of being their presidential nominee in 2008. So the guy probably, my name probably rattles around in his mental cage once in a while. But I have to be fair to him as a human being. It's entirely understandable to me that when he turned over all his stuff to the FBI and Mueller, that quite naturally he's not going to remember every email and whether he necessarily had an exchange with person A, B, C, or D. And the other thing that comes into play in this, talking about the IRS, what Dr. Duke was saying yesterday, we all remember the Lois Lerner case with the IRS, where it was frankly provable that she, in a previous administration, was using her clout at the IRS to attempt to go after individuals and to go after organizations that had tax exempt status.
And was she the head of the IRS? Was she Obama's head?
Yes, I believe so. And it was clear that they were auditing primarily these so-called conservative organizations. Now, in this case, when you get into a situation like with President Trump, I attended a tax seminar in San Antonio yesterday for my own benefit, just to learn more about this 2018 tax reform law that passed. And I learned all kinds of different things about it as a layperson, just to know what was in the legislation, how it impacts different people and different income brackets and different circumstances in life. But one of the things this gentleman said, very bright guy who gave the seminar, is that the IRS is still fine tweaking this law. There are gray areas in this law in interpretation where, for example, even with an excellent accountant, a person with an excellent accountant might be taking what they believe to be a fully legal deduction if they're still itemizing deductions on a particular thing. Where the law can certainly be interpreted that way, and maybe the IRS comes back 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and disallows that and says that it's illegal. Or they get Congress to reform the law, quote-unquote, in the way they want it reformed so they can go back and go after somebody. The point is that the politicization of the tax authorities is absolutely legion in this country, and obviously this whole situation with Donald Trump and Russiagate and tax returns and what his the basis of his professional relationship is with Putin and all of the rest of this stuff is, in my view, nothing more than an attempt of the Hillary Clinton wing of the Democratic Party, the internationalist globalist wing of the Democratic Party, and the New World Order pro-Zionist people generally, to get somebody out of office that they're not sure that they can control because of his money, to get somebody out of there that is not necessarily always going to do their bidding. And finally, they're all peaked, including the mainstream media, especially CNN, that they were made to look so bad in 2016 when all of us on the alternate right were working our sources and our little alternative media circles. We proved to have more accurate information than they had, and they looked absolutely idiotic worldwide. They have never forgiven Trump and his people for winning that election. And so the only way that these guys can try and recover any degree of their long-lost credibility is to try and say that the election was stolen, or that Trump was working with a foreign power, or that you have all of these sinister forces working in conjunction with Russia, not only to steal the election and to hack the election, but to engage in worldwide acts of aggression all over the place, when obviously when we look at the real aggressor in foreign policy in the last however many years, it certainly has not been Russia. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. They will stoop at nothing, it seems to me, to get to the president through Roger Stone if they have to, and through Jerome Corsi to get to Roger Stone if they have to, by putting the squeeze now on Dr. Corsi. And again, I'm stating an impression. I don't have facts, an impression of an individual. I know that that can be dangerous. My pastoral discretion tends to kick in at this point. I sense that Jerome Corsi is a human being, is a benevolent guy. I don't like his views at all on the Israeli lobby and Netanyahu and on this treaty. But nonetheless, it's a far cry from going from that to saying that I actually suspect that he's a crook or would deliberately perjure himself before a Mueller or FBI investigation. Now, my sense is that I wouldn't believe that without very, very ironclad evidence that that's true. And these guys will have a way, though, of trying to work on him to try and put the big frame up on Stone to ultimately get the president. That's what's going on here.
Okay, well, we're going to be right back after the break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Patrick Slattery with Mark Dankoff. And Mark, we only have a few minutes left, but I want to ask you, so, you know, the Trump has appointed such a horrible administration, but, you know, what choice does he have? The Republican establishment's been so hijacked by neocons. You know, there are some people who were paleocons who have, you know, good credentials behind their names, but they're aging. So I don't know how much he can draw on them. Is there anybody like Tulsi Gabbard from the Democrats who he might want to bring in? Or is there any prospect for alternative people like, you know, in the alternative media and whatnot? Is there time to make ourselves acceptable, presentable in Washington?
Well, first of all, you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. I think she would have been an excellent choice. As a matter of fact, when I was asked about this right after Trump was elected, I expressed some degree of hope that she might even be brought in as Trump's Secretary of State to begin to build some kind of goodwill with the opposition, however malignant the opposition was and continues to be. I think Gabbard, at least in foreign policy, has an excellent grasp of how idiotic this neocon Zionist crusade has been in all these years, especially since 2001. I'd be willing to bring her in a private conversation if I were the president. There'd be a few other names that would come up with me just as a circle of people I would feel that I could draw upon to say, look, you all have an understanding of what I'm up against, the mistakes I've made, and the people I've chosen. I've got to get back to what I said I was going to do when I was elected. Mm-hmm. You got to help me. Pat Buchanan would be a part of that mm-hmm. informal secret kitchen cabinet, certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Philip Giraldi, Dr. Mm-hmm. Philip Giraldi, the counsel for the national interest.
So not necessarily getting, you know, administrator of this or secretary of that, but being brought in as informal advisors.
Exactly. I bring these people in as informal people to say, hey, look, I need your advice, and the best people I could conceivably get who are still in their primes and who whatever professional and occupational and educational credentials they have.
Hey, even past their prime, they're better than what we have.
Well, certainly. I'd put Buchanan in there tomorrow, certainly, even though Pat is more advanced in age now. But I think if you got Buchanan in a closed room, Tulsi Gabbard on the Democratic side of the aisle,
hey,
Dr. Philip Giraldi from the Council for the National Interest, another name from
Stephen
the past.
Stephen Cohen?
Well, sure, Stephen Cohen would be an excellent choice because, mm-hmm. obviously, he's not necessarily coming from the same place that I am, but I think he's an outstanding scholar. By all accounts, he has integrity. And I think on the question of Russian policy, he would be outstanding.
He sticks to Russia. He sticks to Russia.
Yeah, so I would bring, I think Stephen Cohen would be an excellent choice to bring into an informal series of quiet kitchen cabinet conversations on how to get the administration back on track. John Bassel Utley, if he's still around, a guy with an intelligence background, he basically has been warning about these neocon wars for years. He for a long time, had a website entitled Americans Against Bombing. I think he saw, as many of us did early on in 2001, mm-hmm. that we were barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
He might have some suggestions along those lines. Several other names probably would come to mind if
Ron,
I thought of them.
Ron Paul or even Rand
Paul. Ron Paul would be an excellent choice. Rand Paul would be an excellent choice.
Okay. All right. Did you hear that, President Trump or whoever monitors this show from the administration? Somebody's got to. I hope so.
Yeah, get these people behind closed doors and say, look, I need your help. I need to clean house.
Okay.
Ted Galen Carpenter from the Cato Institute.
All right. Well,
would be another
hey, name. Mark, will you come back again and we'll give some more advice to the president?
Very good. And I'm sure he's not listening, but we'll give it to him anyway.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Fuel Radio. Thanks, Mark.
Very good, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.